you still have this feeling of oneness with your body and your soul. That understanding that your soul, your higher self, and that beautiful energy within you can heal anything. Hello and welcome back. Happy New Year. I have been taking a little break from the channeled messages so I could work on the new show called The Akashic Recordings with myself as well as Julia Nalivaiko. The premiere date of said new show is on February 14th. So just a couple weeks away, and you will be able to listen to the very first intro episode of The Akashic Recordings. I'm so looking forward to sharing this with you. We have been working super hard on this. It's been an incredible journey to get here. And we are continuing this journey as we are moving forward with all of the episodes. I would really love it if you were to make sure you follow, subscribe on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you're listening to this. That way you can get notified as soon as the first episode airs. The other announcement I have is that on the same day, February 14th, I am actually launching group coaching calls. So it's called the Soul Discovery Group, and it is essentially the ability to get time with me without having to book a one-on-one session. If you have small questions that you need to have answered, even big questions, feel free to bring them with you. Essentially, what happens in this group is that you will pay a monthly fee. And for the first 2 weeks, the introductory offer is 22.22, so 22 euro and 22 cents. And that is only going to be for the first 2 weeks, the introductory offer. And that will be for the lifetime that you have the membership. And with that, you will receive a 2-hour monthly call with me and with all of the rest of the people in the group. And so you're going to be able to ask questions. We're going to be able to talk about spiritual concepts, all of the things that you need in order to support you on your journey, we can cover in those 2 hours. In addition, you will receive a channeled message just for people in this group once a month. So that will be the initial part of the group. There will be more things to come. There will be bonus material, but this is just starting out on February 14th. So our first call will be on March 12th. Make sure you are signed up for my newsletter on my website, because when that comes through, that is going to be announcing the February 14th opening date of the introductory offer. So like I said, it's only good for 2 weeks from February 14th on, and then it will go up to the regular price. Make sure you set up your membership on my website at infinitesoullove.com. You can go there and sign up as of February 14th. So it won't be up on my website until that day. And once it's open, then you have 2 weeks to sign up for that introductory offer of 22.22. So then after that, the cost will go up to 35 euro per month. From that point, that is no longer the introductory offer. So just to let you know that that's going to be a little bit of a savings for you. So that is the big news that has been brewing behind the scenes while I've been sort of taking a short break. And there will be some other things that I will be announcing relatively soon. There's still the opportunity to join me for the Soul Discovery Workshop in Amsterdam. And those dates are June 1st and 2nd. Feel free to head to my website if you want more information about that. I am brewing some things in the background about doing a Soul Discovery Workshop, possibly in Sedona, possibly in some other places in the United States. So it hasn't quite landed specifically yet. But if you have a suggestion, or if there's a city that you want me to come to and you have lots of friends that you'd like to bring, then feel free to send me a request on my website. Okay, so now that we've got some of the housekeeping things out of the way, let's dive into today's message. Over the course of the time that I haven't been doing the channeled messages, there have been quite a few things that have happened. And so over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be sort of pulling out some of those things and doing the channeled messages surrounding those subjects, one of which is about this transition that we just had where Pluto went into Aquarius. Now, you know me, I don't really do astrology, but I do understand the major points of it. And I know that this is a really, really big deal. And how this has shown up in my life and how this has affected my clients that I've seen so far is that it's doing a bit of an energetic and physical cleanup. And what is that looking like? Well, that is actually looking like a lot of health ailments. Essentially, a lot of my clients have contacted me and said, oh, I've got this weird illness that popped up. I've got this thing that I don't understand why this is here. Or they have been suffering from something for a really long time and all of a sudden they're starting to find solutions. And that is, in fact, what happened with me. I will sort of dive into a little bit of a personal story before I move into the channeled message. So I was doing a lot of work surrounding my physical body, a lot of energetic work surrounding my physical body. When we start doing that kind of work, like trying to heal ourselves and that sort of thing, you know, we sometimes think that it's just going to sort of magically disappear and magically heal, which sometimes that can happen. But oftentimes what happens is that we get led to the right modalities. We get led to the right solutions in order to help us with whatever happens to be going on. What has been happening now is that for a majority of my life, since I was essentially 19, 20 years old, I have suffered from polycystic ovarian syndrome. So that is PCOS. What that basically is that you get cysts around your reproductive organs, primarily ovarian. I had two very large cysts when I was 20 that I had to have removed, and they removed one of my ovaries. And then fast forward to about 8 years ago, and there were some other issues regarding my uterus, so I ended up having to have a hysterectomy. Now, they left me with one of my ovaries so I could have some of those really good hormones. But the problem is that I knew this entire time that either I needed either estrogen or some sort of hormone balancing something, because a lot of the situations with people who suffer from PCOS have to do with acne. It has to do with weight gain. It has to do with hormone imbalance. It has to do with a lot of things. But yet, when you get all the tests and everything else, like the doctors always say, your hormones are within the range. And I knew in my heart that that was just not correct. I knew that there was something else that could happen that could help alleviate these symptoms. So fast forward to now, I'm starting to have this weird food allergy again. And I think I had mentioned in one of my other podcasts that when I first moved to France, I had this really weird dairy allergy that I hadn't had before. So it was like, I couldn't eat cheese. I couldn't drink wine even. And now I'm starting to understand that that was a histamine intolerance. And I didn't know that at the time. It was definitely sort of brought on by some of the strong ascension energies. So basically, like, my body was in sort of this heightened state, not only due to what I was putting in my body, but then also due to the energies and the upgrades that we have a tendency to get as these energies get stronger. And so that was a temporary situation. I only had the cheese allergy and the histamine reaction with wine for about a year and a half. And then I was able to go back to, you know, drinking wine, eating cheese, you know, having no problems. So fast forward to a few months ago, and I started having the cheese allergy again. And then it actually started turning into other things like gluten. It started turning into other things. And I got to the point where I almost couldn't eat anything. And it was kind of insane because everything was giving me a histamine intolerance, or it was giving me some sort of reaction. And I was really, really frustrated because every doctor I went to see, like, you know, we're doing every test, we're doing all the things, and nothing is coming up. And finally, I was guided by my dear friend Caroline, who basically her sister had gone through some similar issues. And she basically said her sister had gone to see a functional medicine doctor, which I'd never heard of before. And so she said, you know, go to a functional medicine doctor and see what they say. And so I went on Dr. Lieb, which is the place where you go to here in France to find all your doctors. And I found one who had an appointment that week, and I went to see her. And I'm not kidding. For the first time, I think I have ever experienced in my life, I had a doctor who finally saw and heard me. And I literally cried in her office because I was so happy and moved that she actually heard me. What happened was I sort of told her what was going on as far as my symptoms. I told her, you know, my history. And she just looks at me, and she didn't even need to look at my charts or anything else like that to say, she's like, you have PCOS. And I said, I do. She goes, what are you taking for that? And I'm like, I'm not taking anything. And she said, why not? There's protocol for that. And I'm like, there is. I'm like, every other doctor I've ever seen has said there's nothing they can do. And she goes, no. We need to get you on estrogen. We need to get you on this, on that. And she's like, and you most likely have thyroid problems. And I was like, what? And she goes, yeah. And so, you know, there's all these things that were attached to this thing that I've been suffering from my whole life. And she's like, yeah. She goes, once you start taking these medications that will help to alleviate the symptoms of PCOS, the acne should go away. The weight loss should be much easier, because I've always been super, super active my life. And I've always been relatively good with what I eat. And so the fact that I had been struggling with my weight my whole life was actually really frustrating, because I was exercising like a mad person. I used to teach fitness classes, and I did that for like 8 years. So I was like, I was probably overtraining, actually, in fact. The fact that all of these things sort of came to a head just in the past couple of weeks is not a coincidence. It's just a matter of cleaning up the things that need to be cleaned up. All of these things are happening, and it's a little overwhelming, and I'm starting to understand and see and navigate with my guides why all of this is in fact happening. And one of the messages that I did get from my guides was that, oh, this is basically all of the things that were troubling you before, you're finding solutions to, and all of the things that don't serve you now, you're finding solutions for those too. There are a lot of things that I want to address regarding this, or I want to sort of ask the guides about this. The first thing is, there are a lot of people who have resistance to medication. I am one of the people who doesn't have the resistance to medication, but I've never really taken medication in my life. Like, I've never needed to. And the only thing that I've really ever taken is allergy meds. The thing is that there is a stigma surrounding taking medication. It is about maybe shame or not being able to have control over your own body. There is also the energetic implication of medication. And I know a lot of people in the spiritual community are like, I don't want to take medication. I want to do this all naturally. And that's totally fine. My statement to you is, always go with your intuition. Now, this is a really important part, because if you are going with your intuition, you'll know. If you're going with your fear, you'll also know that as well. So if you're fearful of a medication, so I don't want to take that. I don't know what it's going to do to my body. Okay, well, you're going to need to take a look at where that fear is coming from. And of course, do your research and figure out what medications are going to help you, which are going to hinder you. The other thing that I got from a session this week was incredible. And that was, you can clear your medications. And this goes for supplements as well. So if you have a charging plate, like a sacred geometry charging plate, or if you have selenite, if you have any sort of clearing modality, you can also just simply clear it with your own energy. Before you take any supplements, before you take any medication, you can energetically clear it of anything that is not going to serve your body. I want you to give that a shot. If you're taking any supplements, if you're taking any medication, give that a shot. Don't negate taking certain supplements. Don't negate taking certain medications. Don't negate anything until you check in with your body, until you check in with your guides to see what is right for you, because not everything is going to be right for everyone. That is the first thing that I want to mention. And that was something that did come up in a session that I had recently. And it was a beautiful moment because neither one of us, and it was a channel that came through in the session, neither one of us had ever actually considered clearing the medication that we take of the lower negative energies. And if you think about it, everything is energy, right? I'm telling you this whole story not to give you my entire medical history, but simply to help you understand that even when you are on the spiritual path, you can have physical things that come up. You can have 3D things that come up. And when you do, it's like you have to deal with them in a way that you use all of your tools. One of the things that I was looking up as well, as I was looking up, okay, so ovarian cysts, what does that represent energetically? Well, it's not a surprise. It's repressed anger. And anger is something that I have had an issue with my entire life. And it's not that I get angry. I get frustrated sometimes, but the anger portion, I've had a really hard time expressing. And mainly that has to do with the fact that my mom, when I was younger, would do a lot of yelling. She was a big yeller. I think from that standpoint, I decided that I did not want to be that person. I didn't want to scream and yell. I ended up suppressing a lot of that emotion. And oftentimes, I think in society, we don't give ourselves permission and show ourselves healthy ways of expressing anger. So I really had to sit with that for a bit and think about the fact that I have worked through so many of these emotions, so many of these things that I've worked through in my life. And anger is actually one of the ones that I have kind of pushed aside. It is one of those emotions that I've, you know, sort of explained away, if you will, as opposed to journaling about it, really letting that anger out, letting that frustration out. Journaling is a really good way to do that. There are also other ways you can do that. I mean, you can get that energy out physically by taking a kickboxing class or punching a pillow or whatever you need to do to really like get that frustration and physical anger out in those constructive ways. Do it as much as you need to until you are able to release it. The other aspect of this that I didn't realize was that you could actually express anger, and guess what? You don't have to hold on to it. That was a big aha moment for me, where I was like, oh, wait, I can get mad at somebody and not hold on to it? Wow, that's like groundbreaking. So I can get mad and then let go of it. In 15 minutes, in a half an hour, in whatever it happens to be. You don't have to hold on to that anger. You can let it go. These are all things that have sort of come up for me over this period of time where Jupiter is moving into Aquarius and really doing some cleaning house about all of those things that do not serve us. In the channel today, I'm going to ask the guides to give us some information about these energetic upgrades that are coming for us and how this is affecting our physical bodies and what it's doing in terms of our energy and what we can expect. Okay, so I'm going to go into the channel now. We are overseeing this situation very carefully. The reason for this is because we want to make sure that these energetic upgrades, these energies that you are moving into, are not coming in too fast. Of course, we need to clear your energetic body, your physical body, of anything that does not serve you in order to be able to receive these new energetic codes. The problem, at this time is that this is a period of transition. We are easing back on those energetic upgrades at this time. A lot of people have a tendency to think that because they are going through physical symptoms, that they must be ascension symptoms. And that is simply not the case just yet. Because if you were to be going through ascension symptoms at this time, it would actually be much more severe and jarring to the body. What you are going through right now is more of a preparation. So if you can imagine that you're getting ready to move into a new house, you have to do all of that preparation before you move into the house. You need to pack up the stuff you need. You have to get rid of the things that you don't want or don't need. You have to make sure that the energy in the new place is exactly where you want it to be before you step into that new house. And that is exactly what is happening right now. But the new house, don't worry, it's not a new physical body. It is just a new version of your physical body. A lot of times people are afraid because their soul knows that when we step into some of these higher energies, we know on a soul level that often that means that we are crossing over and that we no longer have a physical body. But the ascension process on this planet and the fact that you are stepping into these new energies in physical form, this is the breaking ground. This is the uncharted territory for your human race. And so what happens is that your body starts panicking and freaking out about what is going to happen and how am I going to live in this new energy as a physical body. This is what the preparation is for. So your body doesn't have to have those, let's say, freak out moments, that your body doesn't have to have that fight or flight. Your body doesn't have to have those moments of inflammation. What we are doing right now is helping you to move into that new energy. So we encourage you to do everything that you can in order to listen to what your body needs. Listen to what your intuition is saying and absolutely seek out guidance from others. Because sometimes it's very hard to get out of your own fears, especially when you are having physical ailments happen. There are things that come in with physical ailments, such as worry, such as sadness or grief or confusion. All of these lower energies kind of follow you into that space. And this is also an opportunity to clear those energies if you can, because physical ailments are part of life. They are part of your journey. And if you look at it as something that is not part of your body that you must fight, then that is something that won't serve you. If you look at it as simply a cleaning house, that you still love and support your body, that you still have this feeling of oneness with your body and your soul, that understanding that your soul, your higher self, and that beautiful energy within you can heal anything. The problem oftentimes has to do with our reality. We see something in our reality and we cannot get past that. We cannot get past the idea that this is something that is physical, real in my reality, and I don't know how to get rid of it. I don't know how to integrate it. I don't know how to move through it or past it, whatever it is, whether it's an energetic healing, whether it is a physical healing. This is where you can practice that belief, that understanding that you will be guided to the right treatments. You will be guided to the right medications or the right supplements or the right doctors or the right naturopaths or the right Reiki healers or the right energy healers, whatever it is that you need, you will be guided to. That is only if you are listening. You must listen and you must connect in to understand what is necessary. This particular period of time is no different than any other time where you've gotten upgrades. It just so happens that this one is an important one in terms of the level that you are reaching. If you can imagine the levels that you reach when you're in the beginning stages of something, let's say if you are climbing a mountain, those beginning levels that you reach, although it's still climbing a mountain, those may be easier than after you've been climbing the mountain for some time and you're almost at the summit and you're trying really hard. And although the work is the same, it might be just a little bit more difficult because you've been doing this for so long. And that is something that is happening for a lot of lightworkers out there. You've been doing this for so long. There are a lot of you out there that are very, very tired. And we understand this. We understand what is happening. After this clearing, after this sort of cleaning house and moving into the new energies, you will feel much more energized. You will feel much more ready. And once these new energies anchor in, you will be capable of things that you never thought possible. It's going to be different for everybody. It's going to show up for everybody in a different way. But we can tell you right now, it is something to look forward to. Do you have any other messages for us about that? Not at this time. Okay. Okay, so I want to thank Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael for that channel. It was a combination of both of their energy, although Archangel Raphael was much more prevalent. I want to thank them for that channel and helping us understand what's going on physically for all of these changes that we're going through. So I'm hoping this is helping at least a few of you out there, if not a lot of you, because it is a challenging energy at this time because of that whole cleaning house situation, right? The one thing I didn't ask was how long this was happening, but I got the impression that it was several weeks. It's not going to be months or years. It's just like this several weeks of cleaning up. Things should start to look up at the beginning to the end of April. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. I will be back with another channeled message next week about starseeds. I got some really great information about starseeds in a session the other day, and I would like to sort of expand on that information. So I look forward to chatting with you then. Make sure you're subscribed so you can get all of the notifications of all of the new episodes. Take care. Sending you much love.